Hey guys, welcome to Allegedly. It's me, Matt.
And Theo.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, you love birds.
Do you have a Valentine?
No, I don't.
Me neither. I've never had a Valentine.
You've never had one?
Never.
Wow, dude, that is tough. I'm trying to think of when I've had one last.
I've never had. I mean, like middle school, I remember someone sent me a rose once. Like, you know, did you have that in school?
Yeah.
And it was like they didn't even sign it. So like I didn't even know who it was from. It was probably a joke.
Probably your mom.
Yeah, probably mom.
Dude, yeah, that was so weird. I can remember in middle school.
My mom, side note, my mom does send me Valentine's gifts. She sends me gift cards to like Subway.
Oh, that's romantic.
That's going to be my Valentine.
That's love, dude. But I remember, yeah, they had this thing. It would go around to the classrooms and drop off whatever, like if people were, like had crushes or whatever, they'd give them out. But it was also so embarrassing when you got nothing.
Yeah,
That was me. That was the worst, man.
We are not off to a good start.
Lovebirds. I got a Valentine for any of my fans out there, my comedy. I am going to be performing this weekend, the 17th and 18th of February at the La Jolla Comedy Store, and then next week, the 23rd through 26th, at Denver Comedy Works South. So you can come and check me out.
In Denver?
Yeah.
I'm assuming?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You're getting around.
I'm getting around, dude. It's like you at a...
Shut up. You don't even have to finish the joke anymore.
It's the same joke.
It's the same joke, and I already know it.
We got a young man coming in today.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Very interesting because...
Superstar. This guy sold more albums than...
I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This guy has had an interesting journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a kid star. And we're talking about Aaron Carter, by the way.
Aaron Carter.
Who is a singer and was an actor, like when he was a kid. Brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Had a very successful childhood superstar career. Kind of disappeared. Had some issues, some rehab, things like that. Is now coming back. Like, and what I admire about him is he's doing it his freaking self.
He's doing it himself.
And it's working because he got picked up by Sony after he like financed and did his own music. And he's doing this like kind of grassroots thing. And he's coming back. And I'm really curious to find out like if he's like, fuck you, all the people who said like I wouldn't be able to return.
I'm really curious, man, because I think every dude, even though like a lot of guys will bash like pop stars and stuff like that and make fun of them, everybody kind of wanted to be a pop. You know, everybody wants to be at some point.
Of course.
They had that luck.
But at the same time, you look at it sometimes and you look at some of the other parts and you're glad I didn't have to deal with that stuff too.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm curious what he's like. Can you imagine growing up or being that age and being in front of all these people and just being
millions.
Adults all the time, you know, and I can't imagine. Can't imagine. So I wonder if he's fucked up or not.
Jeez, yeah. I'm amazed, man. No, that's a good question.
That's going to be my first question. I don't think so. We met him outside. I don't think he's fucked up, but, you know, he's probably been through a lot, and I want to know.
Yeah. Well, let's get him in here and find out, man.
Mr. Aaron Carter. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Ooh, Matt, is that... I smell love in the air.
Me?
I like you, but I don't think it's going to go there.
I did have turkey chili for lunch.
Oh, no, the love I'm smelling is Valentine's Day, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, this Valentine's Day, you can give a gift that your partner can unwrap again and again. And it's not just your junk.
It's
matching underwear from MeUndies.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, Valentine's Day's near, and it's go time, dude. It's go time.
And you know what? Even if I don't have a partner, right,
mm-hmm.
I can get them for myself, right?
You can wear both pairs if you want to be greedy.
Okay.
You know? Or you can put a pair on a mannequin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I've had many of those nights.
MeUndies has you covered with limited edition matching pairs of undies for you and yours. If Valentine's Day's got you stumped, forget the cliches. Who wants chocolates. Goo! I'm on a diet. Give a gift that looks great, feels great, and will make everyone happy. MeUndies. I am in them right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're the perfect gift for you and your Valentine this holiday. They're unbelievably soft and come in limited edition prints.
Oh, there's some pretty cool prints.
Yeah, not prints like the singer. Like, I'm talking about design.
Too soon.
Little red underwear. MeUndies knows that your special someone deserves a special fabric, which is why their underwear is made exclusively out of...
Modal.
Yeah, it's a fabric with a touch 3 times softer than cotton. They offer free shipping, and for a limited time, listeners to this station get 20% off their first order. But you have to go to MeUndies.com/THEO.
And that spells?
Theo.
Oh.
That's right. With the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/Theo, T-H-E-O, right now for 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/Theo.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's.
Today we have a really cool guest. Someone that I
really cool?
Really,
man friend.
Really sure? Cool. Yeah. Is that a point?
Oh, wow. He's giving himself a point. No, you get a point for trying to give yourself a point.
Okay, awesome, awesome. That's the voice of Aaron Carter.
Hey.
And actually, we have a nice crowd with us today. We've got
lovely
a lot of people in here.
You
watching.
Guys have your squad. I have my squad.
Wow, that's true.
We should have them compete.
Should we like you guys?
Rumble.
I don't know, right now
at the Comedy Store lot.
Theo's winning though. I gotta say.
And we also have our conscience Ari Manis is here today.
Hello.
So. I know.
Good
I heard.
To,
it. I
good
did
to meet you, Aaron. Good to see you.
Nice to meet you. And
Ari,
see you
Ari will chip in when things need clarification, or just when he's smarter than us. So.
He's like the good angel.
When
and
I feel
the
like it, dude.
Yeah, dude. I actually did a comedy show at Ari's apartment right this weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh,
no. All the people that were there. In his living room, all off of Craigslist, complete strangers.
What?
Yeah,
what?
It was exciting and scary. That's, it was exciting and scary.
So you're just dabbling into like the new 2017.
Is that true?
That's right.
That's really awesome.
Don't dabble in that.
Craigslist.
Man. Go back to 2001.
Meetup.com. You know, I'm learning.
Just wait, leave. Yo. Just leave Aaron's party and I want candy there.
And was anything taken, Ari?
No, everything was good. I also had cameras and a security guard.
Oh, you
okay.
Did.
Well, there you go.
See, that defeats the purpose, man. What is the element of surprise?
The security guard was also smoking weed. I would like to mention
yeah.
that.
He's like, yeah, so. He passed out on the balcony.
Fair enough. So, yes, this is the voice of Aaron Carter, who is here.
And we're hanging out in Hollywood. I mean, Hollywood.
Exactly, yeah. Hollywood. How That's timely. True. You get a point. Timely.
Yay!
We are in the basement of the Comedy Store, and we're here to talk about music and your new so your
really
music
winning.
Is out and about right now. It's a new album called Love
but, just like my neck.
But it has
oh, it says love on your
that's
neck.
That's where it started.
Oh, really?
It started with
really?
The neck. Yeah.
It started with a tat?
Yeah, it did.
So is this album like is this to bring people together? Is this love for you? Is this love for what's the love?
No.
Where's
this
the love?
Is the complete opposite of what you're thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all about bad love. Can
really?
We cuss?
Yeah.
We can cuss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah of course.
Whew.
It's about bad love. What
yeah,
that
it's
mean?
About bad love. It's just about just bullshit love. You know, just love that wasn't any good.
Was there a lot of bad love out there, you feel like?
Of course there's a lot of bad love. There's so much bad love. There's too many people.
Is it love that you thought was good but then turned out to be bad?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
were you when I needed you? No, I'm just kidding.
So Ergo was doing
he was on Craigslist. That's where he was.
He would have seen me after 2 days, man. Get the hell out of this shit.
So Ergo was doing this album like some kind of therapeutic cathartic thing?
Exactly, yeah. It was more of just like a writing, you know, to try to get the person I was with to see what the problems were, you know, kind of thing. But it didn't work, so it's all good. And
okay.
I'm very happy. I have my gorgeous fucking woman right here.
Yeah, she is.
So, like, beautiful. I'm good. Sorry for cussing with you.
That's okay.
There,
I'm
babe.
A little lonelier than I was a minute ago. Since you have someone. I got Matt and Ari.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it's about bad love, man. The whole thing. The whole thing. All of it.
And do you see the bad love coming?
The EP is.
Right.
The
EP.
Album, you know, I mean, I'm writing the music. I'm producing the music. So I really identify with it. And it's not going to be all about the bad love because I've got a new girlfriend right behind me that I'm absolutely in love with. It treats me great. So, like, I've already written two songs about her that's going to go on my album.
Oh.
So, yeah.
A new muse, huh?
She said holler.
Holler, okay. So you
I
have
guess,
a muse, I guess.
I guess. Is that what? Is that,
yeah.
I was wondering what Sharon Stone was doing in that movie.
I love that movie.
Wasn't it Sharon? It was
yeah,
Sharon Stone.
Sharon
was it
Stone.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, it was Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
It was Albert Brooks' movie.
Right.
It was so good, The Muse.
Really?
You get a. You know what?
Unreal.
You're getting a point because
that's all right.
I'm gonna
come back.
Wait, why
no, no, no. Not you. Him.
Yeah.
He gets one because you knew that.
Why does it? Oh, so these are negative points. No, wait.
No, they're negative points. Like, if you get a point, like, you messed
oh, it's
up,
a bad
man.
Thing.
That's
oh,
why you
good,
look,
good.
You got three already, Matt.
Demerits.
You're like, yeah.
Oh.
This isn't good for you.
Oh.
Trying to help you out here.
So, this sounds.
Thank you. So, when I was like, it's love, but it has, like, interesting, like, what are those things called?
It's called, you just hold down the text and wait till the other things pop up.
Yeah, you ever seen that?
That's what I did.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, that's all I did. And then I realized later on a fan was like, by the way, you know that means lion in Danish, right? And I'm like,
I figured it had to mean something else.
Oh, really?
Right, because of those, it's got like the accents on it, you know, like in other languages, like the two, I forget what it's like, like a diptoid or something it's called, like over like the letter E.
Umlaut. I think they're called umlauts.
A diphthong?
It could be.
Sorry, that's music reference.
There you go.
I think it's an umlaut.
But it's still...
I think you're... Yeah, you're right. It is an umlaut.
I'm giving myself a
point. I was just spelling it one day, and I was like, this looks cooler than how it's spelled, you know? Before.
By the way, were you just doing a Hanson Mbop umlaut?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, I hung out with Hanson one time in the House of Blues, and we had a nice time.
Man, I hated those kids.
Did you really?
I couldn't stand Taylor.
Really?
Well, because his hair was twice as long as mine.
Weren't they all Taylor?
I thought I had long hair, man. Mine was touching the floor. Like, his was dragging behind him. It looked like a wedding gown.
Wait, and you prided yourself in your long hair, though? Like,
yeah,
this was
I did.
Like a badge of honor.
No, I did not. No. I cut my own hair off, man.
Did you really?
Yeah, my mom was so sad.
Damn.
I didn't care, though.
What'd you do with it?
I think she passed out, actually.
What?
What'd you do with the hair?
When you cut your hair?
Huh? What did I do with it?
Yeah.
She put it in a bag.
Did she really?
Really?
Yeah, I think she sold it, too.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Probably got some good money for that. 1 month of mortgage.
How much does is this like almost a new age Rapunzel sort of? How much does Aaron? How much does a bag full of hair, Aaron Carter?
I think
hair
it went
for
like $15K.
Damn!
Get out of here!
Not kidding.
You think somebody made mittens out of it? Like that would be? Wouldn't that be sweet?
No.
Some little boy's hands are
warm
now. And
then I get slapped in the face in my show with that mitten.
<That's true>.
You've got gold on your head. You should just keeps growing out. You should. This is great money source right here. Just get every month when the mortgage piles up. Yeah, time for a haircut.
Look, Aaron, yeah, we need groceries. I got to trim those sideburns.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, babe, let's add that to the Etsy account.
The Etsy. Anyway, so
you know, promote while I can.
This so, and one of the songs is Sooner or Later, right?
That's what you know about that.
I do. Ooh. So, what is what's Sooner or Later?
You just got a point on you, man.
Let him have that point.
See, you guys are tied now. I'd be
perfect.
Careful if I were
you. Perfect. I'll take it.
Because the winner gets something really special.
Ooh. I hope it's an ounce of hair. Because I need gas money.
You're right.
I mean, I was going to give you my gold chain, but I guess that's fine, too.
I'm going to get an appraiser in here first.
So what's Sooner or Later? Because you're saying that like a lot of these songs are coming from emotion. Like, you know, you're saying like the emotions from the old, you know, the old relationship, some of that infused into the Love album. And the stuff you're working on now is, you know, you're feeling vibes with your new girl. And a lot of that's being incorporated into your new work. Like what emotion was around Sooner or Later? Let's go there.
Yeah, what is that? Does that referring to anything? Or?
Yeah, it's referring to like Sooner or Later, like it's gonna, you know, be over. You know, it's gonna be done.
Meaning,
you know,
like life.
Meaning, yeah, no. Meaning, like it's like if you get like intuition, you know, and your gut feeling is telling you something, but you're not strong enough to get out of it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what that is. A lot of the songs are like that.
Right.
A lot of the songs where I was a little like. It's a little puss, you know? Like, I'm just feeling bad for myself. But you know what? Sometimes people don't work out, you know? Sometimes they don't click, you know? And it didn't click. And I tried to force it to work, and
it
didn't.
Did you know in hindsight that relationship wasn't going to work when you
Absolutely.
Wow.
I knew it the first time the first, like, lyric I wrote to Fool's Gold, I was like, man, this is like... But like whatever, you know. Thanks for the music.
There's something there that keeps you there.
Thanks for the music. That's a good that's a good sentiment. Thanks for the music.
Thanks for the music, you know? Like
here's a piece of hair on your way out.
Yeah, it's almost like a male Taylor Swift kind of but
God,
with like
you guys are never gonna let that down.
I love it.
Okay.
I just wanna run my hands through it. Just to like touch it. Okay, sorry.
I need to come up with something to supersede that shortly. How about our conscience in there? You got something?
All right,
why don't
you
shut the hair? Shut him up from talking about hair.
You know, I want some of the hair too for working the board. Goddamn, a little bit extra.
I want the hair.
We're talking about hair, man. I thought you were on my side, bro.
I think I'm losing my hair too. I just ordered Propecia on the internet.
Did you really have some at the house? I could have given you.
Oh, please, I'll take extra.
You will?
Yeah.
You didn't go for like the Bosley thing, man.
Wait, you don't need it? You stopped taking it?
I just stopped taking it because you know where it saves your hair is only on the sides and in the back. The top. That's up to the Lord, bro. It is.
I didn't know that.
That's up to the Lord only,
why do
dude.
I care, then?
That's not true. Bosley.
Really?
You ever seen Bosley? This is my real hair. I can play with this hair.
But he barely plays with it. He just kind of like...
He's like...
Just yeah.
Boxing it off.
What would you do? Would you get any work done?
Like, what do you mean work?
Just
done?
Like, would you get
like, plugs, you're talking about
plugs?
Stuff?
Would you get, yeah? Would you get anything? I mean, I think everybody has thoughts of things that they would get.
Oh my
you know?
God!
I'd get like shoulder implants. I'd maybe get a nose job. I'd maybe get my teeth redone.
Yeah, man? I don't get.
I
the
did
shoulder.
Get teeth. I got teeth.
You got teeth.
I got fake teeth. Yeah, watch this. I'll take them.
Oh my God! No,
I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. I get everybody with that, man. They thought I was gonna literally like have excited. Denture, like yeah, pull just, out a denture.
I already got keyed up.
He's
like, you look just like my Craigslist crowd.
Come to the
That's
show
where
next
I
week.
Got them. I got this row on Craigslist.
I have a question. So since you got into music so young, do you feel like that your younger music was even really related to your emotions or anything at all, since it was from such a young
a
age?
Absolutely not. A 36-year-old white man was writing all my raps.
Right.
Yeah. Josh Schwartz. What's up, brother?
You guys
Brian Kirloff. Yeah, they literally wrote all the lyrics to Aaron's Party, How I Beat Shaq.
Well, how are they able to tap into a child's psyche then to create the
I'm
music?
I'm not sure. All I cared about was Krispy Kreme donuts and diamond necklaces at 12. What? It's the truth.
Both are still great things.
Yeah, both are amazing.
Amazing things, yeah. Right?
I think
might be the best thing I've ever heard.
That's like a Sophie's yeah. choice. If I had to pick one or the other, I'd probably go with Krispy Kreme at the end of the day. Yeah? No?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I think
no
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, you can get more out of it.
So do you find then now that you're like a new musician now, as you're getting older, like are you finding like what? I'm just trying, I'm trying to wonder...
So. I hope I'm actually a musician.
Right.
Now, let's just, you know, let's start there.
Okay, well, do you ever wonder then, since like, say if I was a child and somebody's like, you're an ice skater, right? And I just happen to be decent at skating and to be good at skating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very, very.
And then
right.
I'm just skating. But then by the time I'm 36 now, I start to like look at my life. I might be like, you know, fuck, I hate ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like skating. You
well,
know,
you know
did
thing?
You ever have any moments like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, when I was like 15, 16 was like when I kind of started stopping doing stuff, because I started at 9 years old and I didn't Jeez. Stop until I was like 16, 15. But then like, yeah, that's when that started. I had those realizations.
Yeah. Those questions come in your head. Like, what do I want to do? What
yeah,
do
well,
I like?
I mean, I could tell you this. I was done singing I Want Candy
really?
In Aaron's Party. Like, I was done. I
Still
was like, get
song,
on
though.
The stage. Like, I was done, man. I was done doing it. Like, wow. I was done. I was like, I hate this. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, huh. I can't imagine.
I got to that moment. I got yeah. no shame in saying.
Well, I can't imagine getting any child to do anything from the age of 9 to 16.
That's true.
Krispy Kreme donuts and diamond necklaces. Yeah. I told you.
That's a good point. Obviously, we know what the bait is.
Did you swing in a different direction then? Not in that way, but in a like,
nope, just one direction.
Just one direction. I've been in the career.
And if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah. That's true. I'm doing butt kegels right now, but I'm saving that for a movie role. So everybody knows what's up.
I don't even know what
up.
That means. I'm saving it for this weekend.
This guy's a grinder.
So wait, no. So I do want to know, like, did you consider other were you like, maybe I should become, I don't know.
Stuck in jail?
No, not like.
Yeah, like a contractor or like a
yeah, exactly.
Like,
or
did you think
a
of other
chef.
Jobs?
Like, did you think, oh, maybe I want to be a chef?
Or? No, I did. There was a moment there where I thought about what I was going to do. I almost was going to do it.
What?
I was going to become a cast netter.
Really?
What, no.
Casting nets?
Yes, I actually was. No, I one of my buddies down in the Florida Keys, he like cast net, and like I was a cast netter too. And
wait, I don't know
he
what
would
that
take,
is.
Like it's where you catch live bait and sell it back to the fishermen so they can use live bait for fishing.
Oh. So, yeah. Sounds like a different type of life.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but it sounds like the complete opposite of being in the spotlight.
Completely different. Get me out of here. I want to be on a boat.
In the yeah. fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that in
that
a
didn't last very long, though.
And then what happened?
You just I saw my friend had raccoon eyes.
Really?
Yeah, he's okay. On the boat too much, man. His sunglasses, you got to take them off.
Oh, that's a good point. You're like, I just can't handle that tan.
Yeah, he had like baby butt skin under his eye, but then like this like redneck, like leather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that love you, Touty.
That was the end of that dream.
Yeah. Okay. I love you, Mike Touty. Don't hate me, bro.
So then where, going forward, what kind of musician are you, do you want to be? And do you want to go forward?
A credible one?
I think you're getting, I mean.
I think that would be great.
One of the things
you think
that,
he's getting there or you think he's there?
I think he's there, and especially the way that you've got to where
no, I think
at.
You said it right. You said it first.
Okay.
Right. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I gotta get there.
It's
I'm
a journey.
Not there. I'm not there right now. But I will get there.
You've had
I don't
an interesting ride, that's for sure. Not the typical way to get there, so to speak. And now what I know you did with your video and kind of doing the stuff on your own,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then getting picked up by Sony,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's kind of like all different directions to where you're at now.
Yeah.
It's an interesting path.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how it all happened. I mean, it didn't just miraculously happen. I'm right. not going to say that it did. It took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of my own money. Yeah. And it took a lot of believing in myself.
I can imagine
and
that.
Doing it despite the odds. I worked with 4 different music producers, great ones, over the last 10 years. And they could not get me any record deals. Actually, a lot of those guys got me in debt with themselves because they were, you know.
Wow.
So, like, but I continued... You know, to be like, all right, well, and people didn't, as soon as I turned 18 years old, I wanted to learn how to make beats, right? I don't know what it was. Just what I wanted to do. That's really kind of like, where I started to go. I was like, I want to be a music producer.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so I went to Guitar Center and I spent $500,000 in 1 hour.
What?
Yeah. It's my business manager's right there and my manager. Will you tell them that that's the truth?
Isn't she, it?
She's nodding her head.
She's nodding her head.
No, she was...
I can hear her teeth.
She was furious.
What'd you get? Everything?
I bought an AWS 900 SSL console. It cost $100,000.
Is it now the Aaron Carter Guitar Center? Did you buy the
Pretty
place?
Pretty much they're all homies, though. Yeah, wow. I'm going there right after.
Do you still use all the stuff? Do you still use the $500,000 worth of equipment?
Nope.
Huh.
It's all gone, and it's all consolidated into a laptop.
Nice.
Wow.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
How 10 years can
Technology,
just change
baby.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like it's all inside of my laptop now.
Cool.
I mean, that's what I did on the music on, and yeah.
Do you regret it?
Do I regret it? Yes.
Okay. Good question.
I don't know.
Do I?
I don't know.
She's not
maybe
over there.
I don't know. Maybe I don't because it could have kept me out of the nightclubs in LA because most of the people were doing cocaine and then the nightclubs. I was inside of my house smoking weed and making beats.
Yeah,
That is.
And
better.
It kept you
hanging out with my pit bull.
It
know?
Kept you being a musician.
Yeah. It did. It kept, my whole thing was when I started doing that was I want to come back in the industry credible. So the way I'm going to earn that credibility and respect is I'm the guy doing the music. So then if you hear it, it's not just like I'm a puppet because
right.
I'm not a puppet. I'm
like Geppetto.
Have strings and stuff that look like it.
Right.
But this is not in sync over here. You know what I mean? Like
but
no strings attached. Maybe it is.
But you can't question it because it's there. Like you're doing it and you're doing it yourself and you're putting your own. So it's unquestionable.
Yeah.
And that's admirable. Was it humbling through the... I mean, because starting at the top as a child star or whatever.
And then losing it all.
And then losing it all or then and trying to work back. And I mean, yeah. I would imagine some people abandoned you or whatnot, especially in this business.
Your fans are
all
pretty,
kinds of people.
Your fans seem pretty real,
Yeah,
though.
Your fans are pretty loyal.
The only people who didn't abandon me, really, like, was my fans, my manager behind me, Lori Graff, and my brother and my sister, you know. And but everybody else pretty much did, and but that's okay because I didn't take it, you know, negatively and go to a really dark place. I mean, I tried to just keep doing it. I mean, I've made thousands of beats that led to now 5.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, that's thousands to 5.
But that's effort and that's work.
And yeah, it's effort, it's work, it's time, it's money, it's all of that. It's all of those things. And when it comes to like, you know, being signed to Sony, that wasn't I planned that stuff.
Right. Didn't just
I planned it, yes, because I knew if I was going to come back in this industry and be credible and get respect, I got to be a music producer. And I got to produce my own stuff so I can identify with myself. And I found that out by watching a documentary on Bob Marley.
Hmm.
Watch it. It's called Marley. You might learn something, you know?
Yeah.
I did, you know, and I saw that. And then I was just like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to make sure I do a really good music video and release that at the same time so that people aren't listening to Fool's Gold and looking at pictures of a 12-year-old Aaron and trying to be like,
there may be people that are still doing
they
that.
Still do they still do it.
I think, and a lot of them live in West Hollywood, I think, probably
it.
As well.
No.
Well,
I think they come from like your hometown, not from
no,
West
I've
Hollywood.
I've seen some Aaron Carter Grinder.
Hey, I got
pictures.
A lot of love in West Hollywood, okay?
You do
those
a,
are my people.
You do. Right? I'm one of those people.
Yay.
So you have a big gay following, you know?
That's amazing. And I mean, I love all my fans. It's crazy, man.
If you had to describe your fan, like, if his, because I like, as a comedian, there's like a fan that I see on the road all the time. Like, oh, that's what my fan. Could you describe one fan that is like, oh, that is my fan?
I'm gonna make her day right now, Janelle. I love you. You're listening to this. I know you are. I want my cookies. Ooh. She brings me the best cookies.
Really?
And she grew up with me. She's like 11, 12 when she first started coming to my concerts with her mom. Her mother is amazing too. They've been driving the same Suburban to the shows for 15 years. Wow. And her daughter grew up with me. You know, we grew up together, you know. She became a chef and started bringing her recipes and stuff. And she makes really good cookies. And so like those are my fans. I mean, you know, those ones. Like the ones that have really been with me. The ones that, you know, follow all the things that I do that pay attention, because I pay attention to what you're paying attention to.
Right.
To what they're paying. I'm looking. I'm the guy looking at my mentions on Twitter. I'm the guy tweeting my tweets. I am that guy.
Right.
I don't have other people doing it. Like, I might have like somebody else, like, you know, following people, but that's about it.
Wow.
Right.
And I just gave you my, you know, my secrets.
No.
So there you go.
I like it, man.
And so now that you're kind of coming around and, you know, with Sony and you've got this album and stuff.
Yeah, Steve Zapp. Shout out to him. Thank you for signing me, bro.
Do you feel vindicated at all?
I do.
That's okay.
Awesome.
Oh, man, I really do. I can't even tell you. It's like, it's unfathomable, like how much, you know, vindication I feel from it. But at the same time, it's, you know, I haven't even done anything yet. I barely scratched the surface, man. You know, 6 months, you know, like the video's just getting up to 1 million views, you know, and, you know, it's been out since April. So that's cool. It's almost 5 million Spotify. You know, so
that,
like,
sounds like a lot, man.
You know,
it sounds like a lot from somebody who's imagine if you're a new artist, though.
It's impossible. I mean, I couldn't, like, hats off to you guys, man.
But you,
like,
almost are, though, like the way that
I am,
you know.
You're right. And I've actually even said that, too. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I'm like, yeah, essentially, I'm kind of like a new artist, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm different. I look a little, you know, I look there. I got tattoos on my neck, man. I didn't have that when I was 12. Like, come on.
What do you think when you could have that?
I did. There was I used the fruit stripes.
What do you think when you look back at pictures of yourself like at that age?
Oh, man. I'm really like the same guy. Like, it's no different. I mean, I don't know. I was, you know, pretty mature beyond my years back then, because of the life that I had, you know, and always being surrounded around grown-ups. Like, I was always around grown-ups. Man, I was around grown-ups that couldn't speak English.
That's crazy.
Only.
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They're just sitting there like, what the hell? Here, like, all the time.
So
like,
if you could give a piece of advice that you are now to your younger self when you're in the business, what would you say?
Keep doing what you're doing, because you're going to fail miserably. And you might be able to pick yourself up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell myself anything. I'm the kind of guy that I really appreciate experiences and, you know, making it through them and learning from them. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. There's only so much advice you can really take and give from people, because you got to go through the experiences. It's like, I don't want to just keep taking advice from people and not going through the experiences myself to create my own opinion and give my own advice, you know.
Yeah.
And my advice would be, based upon that, you got to go through it. I can't tell you shit.
Right.
I can't.
It's interesting, man. I feel like you go through these like moments, even just sitting here watching, where like at some moment you seem really young, and then some moment you seem like older and wise. It's kind of bad. It's a little baffling.
It's weird.
It's cool, though. Well, it's neat. I think it's, you know, it's like, it just seems like just an amalgamation of your experiences, you know?
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest misconception about you?
That's a good question.
You know what? I could care less. I could care less. Because you know what? Look. I'm not a reality TV star, so you don't know my life.
Right.
And you don't know how far I've come in 10 years. But if you want to look at the one time I was on a reality TV show.
Oh, yeah. You
forget about that.
Okay.
I remember watching the show, and I thought it was a good show, actually. I really enjoyed that show. I remember watching it when I was young. I don't remember you. I mean, I just remember the show a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, I know some of your struggle. I mean, I started out in reality television. I was a Road Rules cast member in 1999.
Oh, Road Rules. Oh, yeah.
And then now I have a special.
God, I hated that show.
It's just stand-up. Yeah. Well, it was just kids playing games.
I know.
But now, you know, I get to perform here 4 nights a week, you know,
right
with the best comedians in town. So, like, I mean, I definitely know the struggle of feeling like you have to prove yourself, you know. Do you feel like not only having to prove yourself to you, but do you feel like is there any validity in trying to prove yourself to the end, like this idea of the industry, or do you think that that's just a fictional thing and it's really all about, it's really all about just refining your own?
No, I absolutely think that there is absolute validation in proving yourself to the industry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Absolutely. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm a prove myself kind of guy.
Yeah.
So you crave that validation from the industry now a little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I am always going to, because I'm going to be the best at what I do.
Amen.
And that's it. I have to be.
Yeah.
So I have to be. Got to be on my P's and Q's. And I got to be the best at what I do. And well, I don't mind saying that, because I've got to be the best.
Yeah.
And I'm not that right now. So I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm, you know, just getting back in the industry and just finally taking a breath, you know, getting my head above water again, you know. So, you know, I still got a lot of growing to do.
So what did you miss about the industry, if anything?
I missed people like you guys. Aww. Like, I missed the fans. I missed, that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Like, just people, peer to peer, you know? Like, not this social media dumb shit. Right.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous.
Like, you know, like,
days.
It's nice to.
So, do you know,
it's
miss-
nice to see you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see a human. Yeah. I agree.
It's true.
It's LA. It's not even. It's some.
So, you don't miss, like, the Hollywood shit. Like, no. Like.
Oh,
I
no,
know.
No. I was. No. I grew up with a military policeman daddy. My nickname for my dad was Mr. Hollywood. Did I explain
that's
enough
funny.
For you?
Oh.
Like, meaning, like, get off of your high horse, kid.
Wow.
Or I'm
going to
throw you in the ocean. See how far.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
And I read, I'll just say that, you know, I'll give my site, my sources. I read on Wikipedia that your parents ran a retirement home when you were young.
They did.
Do you remember, like, I mean, there had to be, because my father was 70 when I was born. So that really struck me. Like, I was like, that was the world that I grew up in, you know, having this really, having an older person around. Was there, like, times where, like, you were, was there any crazy stuff that happened like that where you were performing for these seniors? Because I could imagine they see, like, handsome young boy, or you and your brother, handsome young, they're like, they must have, like, flipped.
Like, the ones at the retirement home?
Yeah.
No, but that was before we were even doing anything. That was what my mom and dad did for a living.
Right. But so, did you ever spend time over there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I spent time in the nursing home and with the elderly ladies. And my mom actually, she took care of, she did hospice in our house growing up.
Oh, wow.
So it was, and we always had two older ladies living with us. And, you know, I remember Opal was my favorite. She had orange hair, and she always made me go get those orange peanut gummy things from
her. Oh, yeah, those are good circus peanuts, dude. Yeah, those are a delicacy.
So she always made me go get those for her. She couldn't remember anybody. She had Parkinson's disease. And but she always remembered me. So I would hang out with her all the time. And when I would come home from school, I would actually go and see her. It was the first thing I would want to do.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
In Ruskin, Florida. Yeah.
That's crazy. So now, since today is feasibly Valentine's Day,
right,
and you have told us that you have a new love.
Madison is her name.
Madison is her name.
Beautiful name.
Beautiful
Madison.
Woman.
She's right there. Like, I'm not talking
right
about
it
like she's not right there.
Okay,
she's a very
is.
Beautiful woman.
She is right
Hi,
there.
Hi, Madison. How are you feeling with this? Like, are you like, you seem like head over heels, man.
Well, you got that right.
Brownie point.
You get one.
Ah, dang.
Sorry.
I forget his or negative
one. I'll capture that one. That's a brownie.
Yeah, how do you feel about love in your life these days? Like, what is that? Does it feel realer than it used to?
Oh my God, it's she's a completely different, specimen. It's like she's from a different planet or something. You know, it's like I've never experienced somebody understanding me the way that she tries to.
But who are you going into this relationship?
Me, I'm. I feel like I'm more, more calm and more settled, and I feel like you know, I'm in a much more different place in my life. So getting married and having kids and those kind of things are in the future, and having a house and having financial stability and those kind of things.
Just trying to gauge Madison's face about that.
Yeah. Oh no, she's down.
She's down.
We're on the same page with each other.
How soon are we talking as far as marriage or kids?
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to keep looking at the blocks.
See how good this album does, huh?
We don't look at blogs. We,
let's see how
we
well
make
me
blogs.
Either. Let's see how well this album does, huh? If you support familiar relationships, then go out and buy this album.
Well, you're right down the road, so we'll come knock on your door and be like, "Hey, man,
there you go.
I got an exclusive."
So you really, honestly, you want to get married and have kids, huh?
Absolutely. Oh my God.
And have you felt like that before? Did you feel like that before in your other relationships, or is this the first time?
No,
you...
I didn't.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
And what kind of a dad would you be?
The best dad.
Aww. The best dad.
The best dad.
I think...
Would you let your kids go into the music industry?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. I know the ins and outs.
Could you see yourself producing an album of your own child's?
Yes.
Really?
The Carter Five.
Well, now that you put it like that.
The Carter Five? Do you mean, that's Simpson. That's the Simpson Five. I'm thinking of Joe Simpson. I'm thinking of Joe Simpson.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Who might have been a pedophile, I think, Well, he touched me one time on my leg. I've interviewed him, and he's like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm in my 30s. And he's like, oh. And then he took his hand off my leg. I was
like, oh. Just had 10 years always.
Joe.
Well, can you blame him? You were in your
30s. That's a good point. No,
you're talking
I
about
can't
Ashley and Jessica's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of a cuter older man, I think. You know, he was my opal. He was my opal.
He's your opal? So wait, what kind of peanuts did you bring him? Orange ones?
Just the orange circus. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounded a lot like peanuts, but it wasn't peanuts. Oh, man. So,
we're just having too much fun in here, gang.
Yeah, this is for a good time.
Well, it's interesting, man. I mean, you're just like, you've led a really rare and interesting life. And, you know, you continue to not give up on what you believe in.
Because do you feel like through growing up in it, you fell to some of the pitfalls of the business? The business being a young person growing up in that. Do you feel like it was the business that kind of influenced you in some of the stuff that you did? Or do you feel it was you? And ergo,
you know, I think it actually had to do more so with my parents.
Okay.
So, you know, they got a little lost in the world.
Fair enough.
And, you know, I kind of just started raising myself.
So would you be a very protective parent?
Yes. Hmm. Absolutely, I will. I will absolutely be.
Can you trust somebody these days? Do you feel that?
Trust someone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
But if I know you and I figure you out, maybe I can trust you then.
Right. Hmm. Just
but
takes a little while.
Someone,
someone, yeah. You're right.
No.
Like Ari?
No,
can't trust that guy. I'm telling you not to.
Don't trust that guy.
I'm a sweet guy.
I knew it the moment I shook his hand.
I'm a very sweet man. I've been with 21 women, 23 if you count escorts.
Stop it.
See?
Ari had an escort get arrested. He had an escort get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Sunset Boulevard
right here the other night at the Comedy Store. A girl came to visit me. She got arrested. That's what happened. Watch out, lady.
I don't even know what to say to that.
He's like, get her!
It was awesome.
I'm not involved.
So, Aaron, you're an uncle, though, right?
I am an uncle, man.
Little Odin?
Little Odin, yeah.
What,
I love being an uncle.
What's your relationship with Nick now, and like, what kind of an uncle are you? And
it's great. I mean, you know, actually, our relationship now is, it's kind of starting to get back to like where it was when we were
really?
A little bit younger. Yeah, kind of, because, you know, he's doing great things, you know, coming back up, you know, you know, they're going to Vegas too, which is really awesome. And, you know, and then I just got signed to Sony Records, completed my EP, album's done too. Got got a tour set, you know, so I you know, we're really good. And but at the same time, it's like our relationship is like this. There's the world, there's me, and there's Nick.
Hmm.
Right.
You know, and we got to find ways to just meet in the middle.
I met him one time. I golfed with him 18 holes.
Golfed with Nick?
Really?
Do you know Chris Stensby?
Yeah, Chris Stensby. Of course I know Chris.
I was best friends
with... He said
with,
Chris Stensby.
With
Lord.
His ex-girlfriend, Brittany, I think her name?
Delano.
Yeah, I was best
she's
friends
my
with
ex
her
too,
brother.
By the way.
I didn't know that. Wow. We have a close
good
connection.
Good one,
So then you know Nick Delano, like? Her younger brother. That was my best friend in college.
Oh, really?
So through that connection, I golfed 18 holes with your brother.
And were you a caddy?
No, I
played. Out there.
We made a bet. I lost $100 to Nick.
Did Nick make you pay it?
Yeah.
Wow. Of course he would.
That's good business. Hey, that's good business.
I mean, this little guy, man, Nick will squish you, man.
Hey, it was close. It was a close match.
Was it? It's a close match.
Yeah. Do you feel like your family's kind of gone through it all in Hollywood and now you're kind of coming out the other side? Is that where you kind of feel like you are?
Yeah.
I heard you say a little bit of that.
I think so. I mean, you know, we're still here. We're two brothers that are still doing our thing, you know. We don't really use each other at all. Haven't, you know, for many years. I mean, I opened up for Backstreet Boys when I was 9, and I haven't toured with them ever since. So, 20 years later, I'm still here.
Can you even remember that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I bet there's videos.
Right. Do you remember going through puberty in the public eye?
Yes.
It was that awful?
It wasn't that bad. I actually started going to Seth Riggs, Michael Jackson's vocal trainer, when he started going through puberty at the same time. So I went to the same guy.
So there's like specific puberty like...
Training.
Training.
Correct.
Wow. There I is. Didn't know that.
The yes, depth.
For the voice, yes, for the voice. Clarifying
well,
for the voice.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Well, maybe, like, it was Michael Jackson's train. Well, that's yeah. terrible.
He might have got full body. He might offer a full body course. I got to know, was there ever like a time, like, because going through puberty is awkward for every dude. Like, I remember, like, there'd be one day I'd, like, go to school in the morning and, like, my shirt would fit. And, like, in the evening, like, one of my arms would be, like, 2 inches longer. Like, I'd come back from the summer and I'd have, like, a long neck or something. Like, puberty was, like,
I think
crazy.
Something was wrong with
Here's
you.
The problem with me with puberty. The only thing that was changing was my voice. Not entirely, but that's pretty much it. But yeah, wow. It's just my voice. I didn't really grow very
yeah.
much. I'm a little guy, you know, they're right.
Do you still feel sometimes like a child, I feel like, or like a young, like, do you still feel like, yeah, do you still feel like a child?
No. Well, I guess sometimes, I mean, people... You know, some of the fans, I mean, it's every day. It's constant messaging, and it's people I've never seen before. So, and a lot of them are, you know, still stuck in the 12-year-old, 13-year-old nostalgic ways. And I get it, but that's not the... I mean, I'm grown. I am... I'm obviously the same person.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron. so I'm still the same guy. But things have changed, and life changes. And, you know, when you're 11 and 12, and when you're having, you know... birthday parties with, you know, petting and all that stuff. It's not the same thing when you're 19 and 20 and 21 and you start growing, you start changing and things, you start adulting,
yeah.
as they call it, you know. And so, like, that's what happened. And so that's where I'm trying to keep the music going towards. But at the same time, yeah, people do still kind of put me in that little kid position, whether it's, you know, my brother has a tendency to do it a lot.
Well, that might be brother nature, too.
Yeah, but that's yeah. fine. He's big bro. It's fine. But, you know, yeah, people do it, but, like, I'll stand my ground.
What
you know?
Kind of music do you listen to these days?
I listen to, like, Crane, KRNE, like EDM stuff, Flying Lotus, like dead mouse, that's about it. Like the underground EDM, but it's not, they're not really underground
right,
anymore.
Right. That's
so,
intense.
Yeah, but that's who I study to when it comes to, like, producing and
yeah.
yeah, I listen to those guys, so that's kind of what I listen to. And then I listen to bluegrass music.
Oh, that's cool. This is the only
semi-controversial
question I will ask. And that's, I know there was a little thing with Justin Bieber. I want to know did you ever run into him after the fact or anything like that?
Was the little thing? Remind me. Refresh my memory on all the little believers and Aaronators.
It was his lawyer, right? Who said.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait, what was it again? I forgot about it. It was yesterday.
Basically saying, like, Justin Bieber didn't end up like Aaron Carter.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wasn't that funny?
I thought that was, you know, it was a nasty low blow.
It's funny, right? Just goes to show they must be scared.
Yeah.
So that's
what I would be threatened too. If I was Scooter Braun, I would be threatened too.
Oh, because yeah. because of your talent, because what you've got coming up, the music.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. You know? Hope you're enjoying my pavement.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
There you go.
I think you're right. I mean, there's something lays precedent for everything.
Trust me, when I was a little kid and doing it, first of all, when I was his age, I couldn't sing anywhere close to how good he is.
Right.
He's a way better singer than me.
Right.
But it was, you know, it was always different. You know, when I was younger, I was looked at like taboo. You know, this little kid that looks like a girl singing, you want us to put him, add him on our radio station? You're crazy. Hell no. So I didn't get any radio ads. I was never a radio artist, ever, ever. But somehow, I sold more records even to this day still than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look at my sound scan. If you don't believe me, go do it. Go do the research yourself.
So no duet coming up.
What?
It's super interesting.
Well,
man.
But
I'm
the
fascinated.
Thing is, but it's because it's different.
It
was
right,
a different world.
Different.
Yeah, it was the landscape. But we were doing a lot more pure to pure. I was doing autograph signings 4 times a week for 5,000 people a pop.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's
like,
what you actually
the whole
had to...
malls are. I can't like ask her. I ask her every day. Can you massage my hand? Because I have carpal tunnel syndrome in my hand. I'm not even kidding.
From signing
so many freaking autographs.
Wow.
That's almost like slave labor.
I'm like, hey, honey, can't, like, if I hold my iPhone for 2 minutes,
Does Madison give good hand massages?
She
probably.
Does.
Yeah, I,
she gives good hand, apparently.
Stop.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad. My bad. Yeah, that was a low blow.
So no. No.
You're talking about it. We're good.
No duet. With Justin Bieber in the future, I can imagine, right?
Absolutely not.
are there artists that now that you're producing music and that you would like to work with, or you really feel like, oh, that'd be a good collab for me?
I have no interest in working with any other artist. Not right now. Mm-mm. Because it's important for me to show everybody that, hey, I can do it.
Right.
I can do it. And I don't need to piggyback from anybody.
Yeah.
I don't need the only cosign I need, I already got it. Sony Records, Steve's app.
What about acting? Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
No, man. It's just a benefit from music.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's always been about the music. If I got an acting job, thank you, music.
Right.
You know?
So, like, even the acting stuff you did before was more just the offshoot of the music. Like, you always have been focused
absolutely
on the music.
Yeah, it was just, hey, I didn't have to audition a day in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well,
dang.
Except for The Fantastics. After I lost everything, I had to audition for that play twice.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that a good experience?
It was crazy. Dreadful, good, awesome, learning. Yeah, I mean, I did 520-something shows in a row without stopping 8 shows a week. Jeez. Making $654 a week, Equity Union on Broadway, off Broadway.
Yep. Yeah, but that's some shit. Like you got some credible shit there.
Yeah, it is, and it's credible when I can say something like that too, because I don't do this for the money, man.
Yeah,
I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed. I've come a long way since the Broadway. I went from making $30,000 a year there to back to, you know, 7+ figures a year.
So are you getting a lot of Krispy Kreme and diamonds these days?
No.
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 No Krispy Kremes at all.
What are you buying yourself?
No Krispy Kremes, yeah.
What are you buying yourself?
No diamonds.
When you celebrate, what are you buying yourself?
Yeah, what are you?
Nice meals, stuff like that. You know, I don't know. What else do I buy? Music stuff. Music stuff, yeah, she's right. Yeah. Music stuff. What else?
Yeah.
So would you say there's less extravagance in your lifestyle now?
Absolutely. I mean, there's less extravagance, but at the same time, I mean, I'm just getting back up on my feet again and doing my thing. So it's, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I'm me.
Do you feel like you have a precedent that you have to live up to or no?
In regards to...
like lifestyle or anything like that? I mean, I know...
Okay. So, a.k.a. perception.
Yeah.
Right? No. I don't have to live up to it. I'm just going to live.
Yeah.
And just be a human being and have fun and enjoy my life and, you know, work hard and play hard, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
Aren't we? We're going to do that. My
That's
team
awesome.
Is about that life. We want to work hard, and they all work hard. Everybody, we all work really hard, but we also want to play hard and enjoy it, you know, and enjoy what comes from it, you know? Yeah.
Well, I have two questions that I want to end up with. In 10 years from now, where do you see yourself?
I see myself in my house, in our house. Mm.
Was that a proposal? Was that like...
God, if she should slap me in the back of the head if that was a proposal.
It was at least an offer to co-sign on a mortgage.
Yes,
it was at very least an offer to co-sign a mortgage.
That's what it was. I'm on record forever, man. I'm screwed. I literally can like see myself like just, you know, in my studio, in my house, in our house, like, and just, you know, looking at her and just...
little kids running
listening
around
to a beat I just made or something while she's cooking or something, and we got birds and kids and stuff running all around, that kind of thing.
And birds? There's birds?
Yeah, we gotta have birds.
Yeah, there's birds, man.
Okay.
You don't think he likes birds?
Babe, your mom has two birds. I just talked to your mom yesterday about getting her a bird, maybe. Remember?
Buy your girl a dove, you know what I'm saying? Get a girl a damn dove, bro.
And then my last question is, if you could be related to any other person whose last name is Carter, who would you want to be related to?
Definitely not Vince Carter.
I don't know who that is.
The basketball player.
Oh, yes.
Glad you don't know him.
Sports.
Who cares? That guy. Well,
the correct answer is Dixie Carter.
Is it?
Yeah, that
Wait,
was the
why
answer.
Is that the correct
answer? Who's Dixie Carter?
Who is Dixie? Yeah. I never heard of Dixie.
The person that made the cup? That's not the person that made
no,
the
no,
cup.
No, I would say June Carter.
Oh, that's a good one.
I say June
that's
Carter
Cash.
Cash?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Dixie Carter was in Designing Women.
Because June
We're
Carter Cash was
Jackson.
Like, she was so, yeah.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Or Carter from
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
No, no, Coach Carter. Coach Carter. That guy's on high. He's making high school basketball. Coach
Samuel Jackson,
dude.
Over here.
Theo, do you have any final questions you want to ask before we wrap up?
I just think it's interesting, man, and I really commend you for staying your path and just it's cool. It's just great to see, and this is the toughest. There's no place where you could constantly find more rejection in any moment or street corner or series. Of
or
tweets,
in people's eyes.
Or people's eyes than in this town. And a lot of it's just based in fear. And a lot of it's not even real. But stay in your element and to continue to do your work.
Yeah.
It's really cool, man.
Is it hard for you? Is it hard for you to stay in the path? Like,
it's really not. It's not. It's only hard when I try to do everything on my own and by myself. But then when I let go of some of my controlling ways and I, you know, have my manager and my girlfriend and my publicists and my label, and I just, you know, take a step back, it becomes a little bit more.
And that's hard for you to do, to take
that's
a step.
Hard. Of course, it's very hard. It's my career. Like, you know, like if this didn't work out for me, they could, you know, they could find other clients, you know? But, you know, I don't know if my manager feels like that.
No.
Never. I could tell she loves me.
And I don't know if my publicist feels like that either.
You know what
I mean? But, like, I mean, it's just...
Matt thinks your publicist is handsome, too. Oh, I'm going to go out and say that.
Yeah, he is.
And he is kind of handsome. Ari, what do you think about the publicist?
Yeah, let's go butt fuck.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
Christ. Maybe from this side? Yes!
Is that a thing? You pick a side?
No, you pick not a that side? I know of.
What is going on? He's got more.
Ari, I don't think you can handle him.
I think I take back what I said. It was a joke.
He's taking it back now. He's taking it back.
It was a joke.
No,
and let's just be friends. I need a publicist.
Let's just be friends.
Let's just be friends.
Bro, you couldn't handle his friendship. It doesn't sound like.
As we wrap this up, even though the points have been there and off and on.
Wow.
Ultimately, you do have to pick a winner of this podcast.
We each get 30 seconds so to convince you.
Oh, yeah, we each get 30 seconds.
Why, we should have won.
Look, so the winner.
Hold on,
we each get 30 seconds.
This you do?
To convince you. This is our closing argument.
Oh, man, y'all better do good.
Okay.
Go. Hit me with your best shot.
All right.
Blondie.
Matt, do you want to go first?
No.
Aaron, I remember one time... it was early in your career and your music had just really hit the airwaves, and I was somebody was playing one of your songs on the radio by our apartment complex, and they had this girl next door whose father was an Elvis impersonator, and they made their kids stay in the yard and barbed wire, and I actually ended up touching a girl's breast, first breast ever touched to one of your hits.
No.
And I appreciate that, dude. And it was, I think it was all legal, too. I think it was on the up and up. All
right, time. So. Before this goes any further.
Wait, how old were you?
Yeah,
I was probably about 15 or 16.
Oh, so she might have had B cups, C cups, you know, like she was kind of developed a little bit.
They were lowercase Bs, I think.
All right, that's cool. Very nice.
Lowercase
you got a good image.
Yeah, she did seem like a good woman. Thank you, Ari.
That was the training bra.
Audrey was her name. Audrey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Audrey. Yeah. Okay, my turn. I'm going to take a different tack. And I'm going to say, having you come in here and talking to you, and Theo kind of touched on this, it really, you struck me as I got a different opinion of you than I might have had before. And I respect that, and I've learned a lot about loyalty actually from the people that stay in your life or don't stay in your life for that reason. And so I applaud who you've become, and I've learned from it today, and it's given me hope actually in this shitty business, you know. It's given me hope.
You know what? I might make it easy on you and just concede. I think I agree with Matt. I don't
well,
know
you know
if I
who the
win.
Winner is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on,
I'm sorry,
Audrey.
Dude.
What about
I know you
Audrey?
I know.
To no. be fair, I've never touched a boob, so I lost that one right off the
get-go. No, it's fine. I lose with grace.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. Look, it's a good, it's a feel-good episode, and it's cool.
It is a feel-good. So everybody, go out. And
sooner or later, you need to get
love with the umlauts on it.
Get some love with the umlauts on it. It's Aaron Carter. They can find it where? Everywhere, right?
iTunes, Spotify. Yeah. Anywhere that's professional.
Go out and give it a chance. If you haven't listened to Aaron Carter in a while, go out and give it a chance. Okay. Especially, how wrong could you do by sending your girlfriend a song already titled, the album already titled Love? You're halfway there, bro.
That's perfect for Valentine's Day. Yeah. As well.
Don't do it. Listen. No, don't listen to these guys. Don't send them those songs. Those are bad songs.
Oh,
those
yeah,
are
that's
about
right.
bad love.
That's right. true. That's
oh,
true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least
but
listen
if
first.
You want to be, like, real funny and make, you know, and you want to break up, this might be one of those things, you know, to just send and just be like, there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Let him do it. Let him do the research.
It's going to take a life of its own. That's amazing.
That's really what it was. I think that's probably why they didn't want to release it on Valentine's Day.
That sure could be true, huh? So people didn't get it confused.
This
Ari,
bad. This don't make sense.
Any closing thoughts, Ari, from Mr.
I
Carter?
I think, you know, we should all go golfing. I want to have a rematch with the Carter brothers.
See, listen, I got to tell you, I don't golf, man.
Okay.
But we can go dirt biking.
Oh, I'm down
Could you
for
beat
that
naked
too.
Dirt biking?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Naked dirt biking? Is that what you said?
No,
or did
Nick,
I just
Nick
go,
Nick
out, to
oh,
the,
Nick,
go
I,
out to the desert?
I just heard naked
dunes. Yeah.
Start getting your dirt
that's
biking.
What you know. That's what we do. It's naked dirt biking. You
I
know?
Love it.
It's Hollywood.
Do it
wait, was that
way.
Naked dirt? Did you just say naked dirt biking?
Yeah. No, okay, I did. No, now I did. Because you gave me the idea, though.
Well, now I can't get out of my head. I'm sorry. So we should end this.
So when I get in trouble and you see me like my mugshot like this, I'm smiling for you.
From naked dirt.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron Carter, cut, make a difference.
And everybody should, I'm sure you're out and about touring and they can come see you on a show and depending on the date. So look
Aaron
that
Carter.
Up.
AaronCarter.com.
Is AaronCarter.com.
That's
follow
it.
Follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, and, Aaron Carter. AARON, spell it right.
And yep. I like how involved you are with your, I guess they can tweet to you.
You guys can, yeah, you guys
he
can
is.
Tweet
I follow
to me.
A lot of their conversations
just,
on
just
it. I
just, test
his
me.
Feed at
I dare
sometimes.
You to test me.
A little
me.
Bizarre for me to say that. But.
All right, that's enough.
On behalf of myself, Ari Manis, Mr. Aaron Carter, and Matthew Cole Weiss.
Thank you for the win.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
you got it, man. You're the winner.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.